Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to Health Beat. My name is Brian Hazelgren, and I'm so glad, grateful that you could join me for another episode. This show is all about healthy living and overall well-being. If you want to hang around people that are positive, then this is the community where you can really benefit. If you want to learn about what's good for you, then you're absolutely in the right place. We discuss topics related to your health and wellness, and we talk about the things that can help you achieve optimal well-being. Today, I want to chat a little bit about the terminology called a gratitude list or a gratitude journal. When I first heard the research about gratitude and how it can improve your health and making you feel more connected to others and even lifting up your mood, I gotta admit, I was a little skeptical. And my first thought was, how are you going to feel better just by making a list? And I thought, well, instead of just criticizing it, why don't I just do it? And really start to hone in on why the psychologists that had done a lot of research about this particular topic, why they were, you know, telling us about it, that it's so important to write things down. Now, I'm a firm believer that it's, you know, you can't just flip a switch and have a Pollyanna attitude. But you also can be an actor on stage sometimes, and in order to help you as you're acting out on stage, just so that you can have a good positive attitude about life, instead of feeling miserable all the time, sometimes you just need to write a few things down and be grateful for what you're writing down. So now it may sound a little too good to be true, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. Gratitude can actually increase happiness, and I think it's a great antidote for many things, including anger and bitterness. And one exercise that you'll understand a little bit more about gratitude, why it's so important for you to have that in your own life, is to create, like I said, what I call, or what other people call, a gratitude list or a gratitude journal. Now, the psychology experts also point out that there's a certain template that you should follow. I created that template in my book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. It's also in a training program that I developed long ago. It's a good training program that you can follow as well. It's called Mastering Positive Thinking. It's an online training system. It's also part of the system of 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. Anyway, enough selfless plugs here. I'll tell you more about that later. But I think when you follow that template, it's designed to help you increase your thoughts, kind of expand your thoughts, develop more positive attributes, and even help you feel better about your surroundings. That's why that was developed. So here's a few things that have worked for me, that have worked for a lot of people that have taken my course. I want to share with you 5 different areas that are pretty important for you to follow to help you find more happiness in your life. Okay, so hopefully you got a pen and paper available, or type it in your phone for some notes later. But the first one is get specific. Now, it's not enough to just write, I'm grateful that my husband is a good guy, for example. The positive impact that you can get from gratitude increases a lot when you offer yourself real specific evidence for why you're feeling grateful. In other words, instead of just saying, again, I'm grateful that my husband is a good guy, get into some detail, get specific. I'm grateful that my husband got up with the kids this morning and let me sleep in. That's more specific about having and really having a greater impact on improving your mood. Think about this particular area of getting specific about more like building a case of evidence for feeling good. Maybe here's another example. I'm grateful that I can exercise or work out because I feel so much better and can think clearer. That's getting specific about why that's so important. All right, number two, do it every day. Now, those researchers that have compiled a lot of these documents that explain what a gratitude list is and why it's so important, that research actually shows that the more you do something, the more likely it will become a habit. Now, you've probably heard this before, that a lot of the experts agree that the best way to form a habit is to do something for 21 days. And others may argue that it might take a little bit longer. For some of us, it might take, who knows, 30 days, 45 days. The point is, let's just say that we need to form a habit that is long-lasting in this particular example. And the longer your gratitude list gets, the greater the case you're building for feeling positive. So over time, you'll find that having a gratitude list and practicing writing that down can literally change your overall perspective on life. All right, number three. Share it. The gratitude list itself is good to have, and it'll help you feel more positive. But if you really want to increase that, what I call the good vibe feeling, or the feel good vibe, then you share your gratitude with others. So if being grateful that your boss supported your project is on your list, then tell your boss about it. Or if a fellow worker, if you're grateful, that tell them about that you put them on the list. I think you'll feel more connected when you share your experiences with others about your life and how you appreciate them and what they've done for you. And I mean, think about it for just a minute. When you receive a note, or a call, or a text, or an email from somebody that they've appreciated you in some way, I mean, it makes you feel good. Maybe I'm just weird, but it makes me feel better. I'm a pretty self-confident person to begin with, but I always love to hear some accolades and people show a little bit of gratitude for what I've done because I feel appreciated. I think that's part of the human makeup. But in fact, this in one of my other books, Healthy Habits of Highly Productive Employees, I talked about this, that the number one reason people leave their employment is because they feel underappreciated or not appreciated at all. That was according to a Gallup poll. It was done and continues to be updated every year. The same thing keeps happening. People leave employers or their employment because they don't feel appreciated. So share your gratitude with others. Share your gratitude if you're a business owner or a leader, share it with your team members and your employees. This will also help you improve your relationship with others. I strongly believe that. And next time you need something from that particular person, it'll be a whole lot easier because they're going to want to help you out when you show a little bit of gratitude and you appreciate who they are and what they do, what they bring to the table, when they bring their talents and skills and their other good things about them to the table. So that's number three, share it. Number four, try to find the good in everything. Now, I realize straight up that that's not the easiest thing to do. I fully get that. But when we start training our minds to try to find the good in every possible scenario, we're going to be better off for it. Now, I think it's also ridiculous to expect that simply focusing on the fact that it's a bright, sunny day will make you feel better when your life is crashing down around you. You can't just, it's not just that easy. It's a conscious effort to try to think about, well, what is the good in this particular scenario? I'm facing some serious opposition here. What are the good things that I can look at? I think it'll help improve your outlook on life. It'll help you try to find other opportunities if it's a bad situation that you're in. Let me give you an example. In the book, Eight Lifestyles of Positive People, I wrote this here. I'm actually reading out of the book. Here's an example. It stinks that he broke up with me, but I'm grateful that I'm not in a relationship with someone who isn't really into me. I want to be with someone who thinks I'm amazing. Okay, that's one example. Or I lost my job, but that just means that there's a better one out there waiting for me, and where people will appreciate my talents and skills. Well, I think you get the picture, but I'd also believe that there's something good to find in everything. Even in tragedies where we have to pick up the pieces and get on with our lives, something better is waiting for us to explore and to find, and it could be just around the corner. Even if it's a death of a loved one. My dad passed away a year ago, and I miss him a lot. Miss our conversations. I miss his quirky jokes and fun demeanor, and just, you know, having him around, being able to talk to him. But I also can look at the positive side and clearly state that I'm a better man for having known my father, and I'm grateful for the many, many things that he taught me throughout my life. I may be missing him, but I'm so grateful for all that he was able to teach me and my sisters, and he was just an amazing example for us to follow. So try to find the good in everything. The number five here is write it down. That's why you create an actual gratitude list, because it gives us an opportunity to write down what we're grateful for and to literally count the blessings that we have in our life. I believe that God's intention and desire is to bless humanity in a way that we can, kind of pick up where we learned from our parents, at least for me, learned from our parents as they read the scriptures when we were children. And now as an adult, I can look back and recognize that blessings actually come from a source that we believe and trust that will grant us favors in life. Now, if you don't believe in God, then just stay with me for a minute, because I realize that I'm someone who does believe in God and does believe in blessings received from a loving God. And I've seen many, many lives blessed, including my own, in many ways over the years. But when I try to find the good in everything, it takes me back to my childhood. And I remember my sweet mother teaching me to be kind and to respect others and to look to God for guidance and ask for specific blessings to come into my life. Those are some of my basic beliefs for what it's worth. But when you start writing down that gratitude list, take some time and fill out what you think is important. Now, try doing this at least once a week and start forming a habit of filling it out. Daily actually would be better if you wrote these down every day or at least studied them. But the point here is to start to form a habit. And let's at least start with writing down and reviewing our weekly gratitude list. You'll be surprised. I strongly believe this. I think you'll be surprised at how much you'll feel different about yourself. You'll learn about yourself, and you'll learn to appreciate others as you write things down, things that you're grateful for. Here's a couple examples. I'm pulling out the book again. in this particular area, I'm actually going to read to you some of my things that I have on my gratitude list. Today, I'm grateful for, I've got things listed here, my bed and sleep. When you're exhausted at the end of the day, it's awesome to finally hit the pillow and go to sleep and get some shut eye. Today, I'm grateful for my family, my friends, my health, my home, and the fact that I can pray in a free country. Here's the next one. The reason that I'm grateful is because, well, it makes me feel connected to something and other people. It helps to remind me of how blessed I truly am. And it makes me feel alive. Next area on my gratitude list. I feel I am better equipped to handle this element of my life because my answer is I feel in control and not just hoping that I will be saved or that things will happen in my life. I actually have to be engaged. Next one on my list is I'm grateful that I am alive because I still have these things to accomplish. I want to write another book. I've written 17. I want to write more. I want to share some experiences. I'd like to take an exotic vacation with my wife and my family. I'd love to, I'm grateful, say it again. I'm grateful that I am alive because I still have these things to accomplish. Help others to get to a higher level. Another one is help my kids and grandkids see the beauty of being a part of a family that loves them. Here's another one. When I express my gratitude for something, it makes me feel empowered to accomplish. The first thing I put is more with a bunch of exclamation points. Empowered to accomplish my best self. Another area is a better habit of exercising. Lose weight, talk with my neighbor, enjoying life. Next section is there are people in my life that I'm grateful for and listed below. And then I have my family members. For example, my wife, Anne, name of a person, I got her name there, why I'm grateful for them, being an amazing person and a mother to our children. And then my other kids and the amazing things that they accomplished. I have 6 children and 10 grandchildren at the moment. So it'll take a little while to get through this, so I won't read all those. This past week, here's the next section. This past week, I can look back and be grateful for these things that I have experienced. And I wrote down new ideas and inspiration. Top 5 things I'm most grateful for in my life are family, relationship with God, health and wellness, and a sound mind, friends and colleagues, the scriptures and inspiring stories. So, you know, your gratitude list may be most likely will be different than mine. We may share some similar values and things that we want to accomplish, but that's part of what I wrote down for my gratitude list. I just think it's really a great experience for you to learn more about yourself by writing things down in your own gratitude list and the things that you're grateful for and things that you appreciate. Because when you show appreciation for yourself and you show appreciation for others, that'll come back to you, I believe, 100-fold, that people will appreciate who you are, what you do, and why you are in their life. So don't forget to continue to enjoy talking about and thinking about your and writing down the things that you are grateful for. That's really it for the topic today. We're going to have some guests on for the next couple of episodes. We're going to get a little bit deeper into things like this of having gratitude. And of course, if you want to get my latest book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People, where I just read some of those elements out of, you can get that online. You can go to positific.com. You can go to Amazon. You can also get a copy of my positive affirmations book called Positive People Make Things Happen. If you'd like a personal copy and an autograph, just let me know. We'll make sure we get that in your hands. And I want to thank you for tuning in to HealthBeat. I am grateful for you, for you spending a few minutes learning more about what's important to me and maybe sharing a few little ideas and tidbits that hopefully will help you. I'm very grateful for you for tuning in. And again, this is Brian Hazelgren. I'm going to sign off for now. There's more to come. There's more tips, innovative ideas, amazing guests, and healthy services and products that allow you to find your optimal level of health, wealth, and balance. So I hope you make it a great day. Take care now.